Productivity growth is perhaps the single most important gauge of an economy's health. Unfortunately, productivity growth is itself often inefficiently measured. Most analysts focus on labor productivity, which is usually calculated by dividing total output by the number of workers or the number of hours worked. According to new figures published on November 5th, America's output per hour worked has increased by 4.3% over the past year, thanks to big job cuts. Even more impressive is China, where labor productivity has risen by 7 to 8%. The snag is that labor productivity is an incomplete gauge of efficiency. Firms can boost output per man hour by investing more and equipping workers with better machinery. But once the extra capital spending is taken into account, there may be little or no gain in overall economic efficiency. Part of the jump in America's labor productivity during the new economy era of the late 1990s reflected a rise in investment as a share of GDP. The huge increase in China's labor productivity in recent years is partly due to heavy investment rather than true efficiency gains. A better gauge of an economy's use of resources is total factor productivity, TFP, which tries to assess the efficiency with which both capital and labor are used. Once a country's labor force stops growing and an increasing capital stock causes the return on new investment to decline, TFP becomes the main source of future economic growth. Unfortunately, TFP is much harder to measure than labor productivity. It is calculated as the percentage increase in output that is not accounted for by changes in the volume of inputs of capital and labor. So if the capital stock and the workforce both rise by 2% and output rises by 3%, TFP goes up by 1%. Measuring hours worked is fairly easy, but different ways of valuing a country's capital stock can produce different results. The OECD publishes figures for its rich country members. These show that since 1990, average TFP growth has been remarkably similar in America, Japan, Germany, Britain, and France, at around 1% a year. A recent report by Andrew Cates, an economist at UBS, attempts to estimate TFP growth in emerging economies over the past 2 decades. He calculates that China has had by far the fastest annual rate of TFP growth at around 4%. Probably no other country in history has enjoyed such rapid efficiency gains. India and other Asian emerging economies have also enjoyed faster productivity growth than other developing or developed regions.